First, I'd like to take a second and congratulate the Jackie Robinson West Little League team in the U.S. Championship. That's amazing. It's good for the city. It's good for everybody. Anytime you have a championship within the city, it just brings juice to work on Monday, and people get fired up, and so that's exciting. I'd also like to say that proud of Jimmy Clausen for winning the battle that he did to become the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears, and he should be proud of the things he's done coming into OTAs, learning the offense, you know, taking the time, the extra time to really study it and learn it and understand it. And, you know, he's still got work to do, but at the same time, you know, he did a nice job. And on Jordan Palmer, you know, he'd spent a lot of time with the young guys or the new receivers coming in, the young guys that we signed over the off season and during training camp, trying to get them up to speed because he knew he was going to be playing with them. And so he was working on their splits and working on their routes and what he was expecting. And so we appreciate that from him. When you talk about the Seattle game, you know, we didn't do the things we had to do early. There was plays there that we normally make, guys normally make, that you see week in and week out that we didn't make. And as Mark said, there was energy. I think the preparation was right, and the guys worked at it to be mentally and physically ready for the game. But a couple of contested catches, a block here and there, and we didn't put it in the end zone, and that's our job to do, and we didn't do it. And we had opportunities to do it, and we had opportunities on third down that were inches away from making the play. And that's what we talk about all the time in practice, that it's a game of inches, and the inches in this point were, you know, the ball was 3 inches away from our fingers, or our route was a yard off, or the block was a half a man, and it wasn't quite good enough, and those are the things that you have to get fixed, and we'll get that done. But this week we got back to work, and the priority was to work on our fundamentals, not just plays and how we run them, but really concentrate on fundamentals and make sure that we're solid going into the season. So that's what we've been doing. Our number one goal for preseason is always picking the team. You got to remember that. We have to make sure we pick the right 53 or the right amount on offense, whatever that number ends up being, with the split on defense and special teams. So we're constantly evaluating. We're constantly saying, would it be better to have this player, player X or player Z, for what we're trying to get done this season? And the good thing is on offense, we're in a situation where we're going to have to let a player or two go that we'd like to have on the football team. And I can't say that about a year ago. This year is a little different, and it's going to be a tough cut down next week.
Jeremy, I'm sorry. With that being said, most of the position battles on offense were through backup spots. How tough is it to balance getting those first stringers ready for the season compared to seeing what you wanted to see from the second of those battles?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, because what you want to see is you want to see some of the backups play against the best, against the first team of the opposing team in a game, or the first team in practice. So now that's one play that Alshon Jeffrey's not getting and someone else is getting, or it's one play that that Jordan Mills is getting and some isn't getting and someone's getting. And so, you know, there is that little bit of inconsistency. You're not always playing with the same guy, throwing to the same guy, handing it to the same guy, because you're trying to find out, can guys play against the good players? You know, they might play well against a guy that's not going to make the team, and that doesn't do you any good in the valuation. So it is a tough balancing act. It happens every year, and luckily we're in a position where, you know, we have enough good players that it's going to be tough.
Since we're going off that, how have the injuries up front with Levin, Brando, how have they complicated your decision-making when getting down to 53?
You know, very much so. But the positive of that is it's given us an opportunity to give reps to other players, and it's opened the door for them. And so that's what's making it tough, is there's some guys that have played well and we have to make tough decisions on what we see.
Here, not to nitpick the Seattle game, but I was just curious about the play that Alshon made that was tipped away at the very last second. That's a catch that we've seen him make many times last year. So was that just a case of playing against a really good defender who made a really good play, or what, I guess?
You know, I was like you on the sideline saying, what is going on? Alshon always makes that catch. And then when you review it and you talk to him on the sideline and then you review it on tape, that was a great play by the defender. He had his hand, he pulled his arm out of there and wouldn't allow those big hands to get on the football. And he just basically pulled one hand of Alshon's off the ball and he didn't catch it. And that's just one particular play, but that makes it 7-7.
How'd you feel like the crowd noise affected the line?
You know, it was there was only two plays in the game. But two plays out of 65 is still a high percentage. But there were two plays in the game where we didn't get off on the snap, and that one was a sack, and we were just laid off. And you can't say just laid off, but we really did a nice job on 95% or 98% of the plays getting off at the snap just due to the work we put in. And so it was very good that way.
What have you liked from what you've seen from Josh Morgan? What's kind of next? What do you continue to need to see from him?
Well, Josh has done a nice job being a physical receiver. He gets in and out of cuts well, and he's made contested catches in practice. So it's going to be a case of showing consistency to do that day in and day out. That's important. That's what we need to see next. You know, you saw him in college. If a guy's over there, he runs over there. He's got a natural skill to run the football, whether he's at quarterback or halfback. So this will give him an opportunity to do something and show it on tape and in a game, and we look forward to it. That, you know, it's going to be good for Sonoris. It's good for the other guys as we put them in. Just to give them one more chance to run the ball and show what they can do.
Will Santonio Holmes play? Do you want to see more from him?
You know, we're still working on that. As Mark said earlier, we're going to meet later today and talk about exactly. You know, we really wanted this week to be about 3 days of getting better as a team as well. So we put a lot of emphasis on yesterday and today being good on good, ones versus ones, twos versus twos, and really to time up our offense and defense, and then had a third of the practice to be against the opponent and to work those kind of things. So we didn't really take a lot of time to say exactly who's going to play in the game.
Clausen has always talked about how much work he's got still yet to do, and he did come in kind of late. If it came to it, I mean, would you feel comfortable if he had to actually start like in week two? I mean, is he that ready, or is this him winning that competition based on him eventually, you know, picking up a system well enough to start, I guess?
You know what Jimmy displays, and I know Mark has already said it, is he's confident, you know, and you're coming off of a rookie year, having to start on an offense that's not that talented. And going through what he had to do in Carolina, it could crush the confidence of a player, and he hasn't allowed that to happen. It doesn't show. That doesn't show. He's still confident. He's smart. He works at it, and we believe he'll be ready. Thank you.